Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Beyoncé's country era, my Croc Charm shopping spree, what category Corey would compete in the steroid Olympics, the new Wicked trailer, and the Dune Fleshlight popcorn bucket. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning.
Is that a dog with long fingernails I hear walking on the back patio?
No, that is just, I have a little friend.
Yeah. Who's your little friend?
Well, say hello to my. Yeah, no, you knew it was him. It was Willie. He does have very click clack. It's giving stilettos, but for dogs.
You could cut them.
Ooh, hold on. Stilettos for dogs. Stilettos for dogs. Hey, sharks. Stilettos for dogs. Is your dog not really
a little short?
Is your dog not serving puss? Is your dog serving more puss in boots instead of hound in heel? Well, sharks.
Henny.
Is your dog in a clog when it needs to be a hound in a heel? Or is she serving more puss in boot? Well, sharks.
I'm in.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. Any other offers before I accept Barbara?
No, I have a question. Yeah. Is it?
I just want to clarify. I wouldn't ask for any other offers. If Barbara offered, I would go with Barbara. Okay, thank you. What?
Okay. Do you sell them in sets of twos or fours?
Twos. And so each purchase is... Well, it's definitely not each purchase, buy one, get four, buy Bogoff.
Buy one, get three, if anything.
Yeah, well.
Why you got a five-legged dog, you freak?
Yeah. Hey, when are we going to start accessorizing tails? Oh, we've already gone over this. They do this with cats, with their buttholes.
Yes, don't forget the butthole charm.
Yeah. Well, oh my God. So I went Croc Charm shopping. You know about this?
Did you just take the Lord's name in vain?
What did I say? Wait, did I say, oh my God?
And now are you really asking me about Croc Charms after I went in depth in one whole episode about my Croc Charms and how I then put feet on Maine?
Oh my God.
I put Croc feet on Maine. Did you go Croc shopping?
On Etsy, yes.
Yeah, that's where I got all my good.
Well, so did you buy a bundle or did you buy individuals?
It depended. Like,
okay, now that I have Crocs and I have the ability to perceive Croc charms, will you show me your Crocs and Croc charms again now that I have seen what's on Etsy for sale?
Oh my God, do you want me to run and go get them?
Yes, go get them.
Okay, well, you entertain the children.
Okay, so we had a subathon recently, and one of the rewards was the chat gets to pick all of these like Croc charms that I was going to go do like a little shopping spree on. Lo and behold, I was like, I didn't even realize that there were this many like options of like what people are making these days on Etsy. And if you haven't gone on Etsy these days, honey, go on Etsy these days, honey, because if you're looking for some good wigs, I love to shop on Etsy. I really fall down a rabbit hole. Search clown, wig, tinsel, honey. There I am, honey. Can you hear me?
Okay, shut up. Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Not you turning into an Etsy commercial.
Anyway, so there I was. I was searching for clown wigs on Etsy, searching for Croc charms on Etsy, and I found a whole bunch of clown wigs. Anyway, so Etsy really, people really have, imagine something on a charm, people are putting it on Etsy. They've got, some of the finalists included, like a chicken finger. People were sending in stupid shit, though. I was like, I don't want a chicken finger on my watch. They Corey big, pull out his crock and it's a chicken finger.
No, they got like a big, you could get like a big ass chicken wing, like it looks real, it's big.
Yeah,
so I got just cute little ones. Well, because you know I have the Croc sandals.
Ew.
Why? So would you like to see?
Yeah, I have
a a ghost.
Okay.
An alien.
See, this a is really. Hold on. Did you show me one by one before, or did you just show me the shoe before?
I think I just showed you the shoes, honey.
Okay.
Now you're
this
into
is,
the game.
This
gig.
Is really hitting me differently now that I've like experienced how this might be a part of my life.
Culture, yeah.
I just perceived you to be like, oh, there goes Corey again with his stupid shit.
No, babe. Look, I got a Switch controller, a pig, a piece of cheese.
Okay. People aren't getting the full scope. The pig is kind of transparent. The cheese is Swiss, but it's colored like it's
honey,
cheddar.
That ain't Swiss.
Why has it got so many holes?
I got a Pokeball. I got the Scream ghost face. I got a star, a gummy bear, a moon, a Gatorade logo.
Is this Croc sponsored?
My brand.
Wait, there was one more, wasn't there? Why'd you go away? Next to the Gatorade.
Oh no, those like that just says.
Why are
Crocs.
You?
It
why are you not show? Why are you not showing me that?
Babe, it came you have with a the secret. Shoe. It just says Crocs. It came with the shoe.
Oh.
And what? I couldn't tell if I could technically take that one off. I think I can if I want to get another charm. But you knew I took out a small home equity loan to get the 9 that I have, or 12.
I believe it because if you don't buy in bulk, because they have on like on Amazon and on Etsy, like you can buy like a 50 pack of charms. But like I don't know what I'm gonna get. What if it's a whole bunch of garbaggio? And so like
yeah, that's why like some of mine look very similar because I bought from the same artist because it was like buy 3 get. Buy one, get
right.
four free, just like your dog heels.
Right. Oh my God, there's a dog in the neighborhood that is a three-legged dog. What are we going to do with that?
Pet it, kiss it, love it.
I'm talking shoe-wise.
Oh, they have, my friend here in the city is obsessed with three-legged dogs, and he found that they had a three-legged dog meetup at a park nearby.
Oh my
God. And he wanted to know if he could just go by himself, and I'm like, you can, but...
No. Can I actually, side note, I was at the dog park yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago, I don't know when, and so I'm leaving the dog park with Crouton, and a woman and her husband and their two kids are entering the dog park, no dogs. I want to be like, this isn't like a petting zoo. This isn't a see how your kids act with dogs. See how this isn't any of that. I cannot, if you do not have a dog,
get out of my park.
I don't mean to be like that, but it's like there are children running around and being like, oh, look at this cute one. It's like, I hope you get bit.
You could teach
by me.
Have you ever bitten a child?
Probably when I was a child.
What's the code word for a dog to make it sick'em?
Heel. Sick'em.
No, I think you tell crouton sick'em, Dano.
You know what? If I say get 'em, both the dogs get riled up. Get 'em, get 'em, get 'em.
Well, don't say it. I'm going to hear tap dancing on the wood floors again.
No, they're laying. Yeah, no, a three-legged dog meetup, I'm there. I'm bringing both my dogs a multiple of...
brag.
Yes. Well, I think, honestly, Crouton knows when a dog has less legs, and he's more likely to be kind.
Well, that's kind. You raised him so well.
Thank you.
So do you have any croc charms in your bag?
No. So I was going through all of the, like, the favorites, okay? And, like, there was a lot of, like, I think people were submitting a lot of thoughts of, like, do people perceive me as, like, random core? Do I seem like
you are random core? Yes.
No. Do I? No. Do people were like,
are you offended?
Well, there was the ones that I liked. Okay. I liked there were little babies that were.
You want little babies?
A little baby. So, well, it's like you start seeing one option and then you're like, oh, should that be the theme of the croc? Or like, or should I have one on each? Should I have a little baby on each shoe? Or like,
you know what the theme of mine is?
The loves of your life.
Yeah, me. I'm the theme. My life.
Yeah, I get that. But
What do you want? One little baby on the left, one little baby on the right?
A little bit of balance, a little bit of, yeah, I don't know.
How many holes does your Crocs have? How many spots do you have open? How much real estate?
8 on each shoe.
Fuck.
I think.
Damn. You're going to need a home equity line of credit as well.
That's what I'm saying. So then, okay, well, the one that I really wanted was somebody has these fake teeth that they put on. You can also get toes, so it looks like toes are coming out of your Crocs. You can also get, like, you know, fangs or, you know, things.
Do you know what walked so those could run?
Balls on the truck.
Well, I was going to say eyelashes on the headlights, but also balls on the tailgate.
Yeah. Like, there's also, like...
I think the title of my memoir, Balls on the Tailgate.
Balls on the Tailgate. It's not... I can't believe that's called a tailgate.
I don't... I honestly don't know if it is. I'm not
on the hitchback. On the hitch.
Hitchback.
Hitchback. Hitchcock. What is a hitchback? Hatchback. Corey, you got a hatchback.
I wish my car could get truck nuts and car eyelashes.
I need truck nuts for Terry. Do you know about Terry? never mind.
is Terry your Razor scooter?
Never mind.
Who is Terry?
Terry is when I'm trucking, my guy with the
oh god.
Terry
does need truck nuts.
Yeah, he's given truck nuts. He's given
if you were gonna get
his
truck
mullet
nuts,
is kind of his truck nut.
A serious question though. If you were gonna get truck nuts.
As if I've been approaching this podcast unseriously for the first I don't know how long. I have been serious.
I need you to shut up and listen.
Okay, yeah. What's up?
If you're getting truck nuts, are you getting them flesh colored or are you getting them the color of your car?
Okay.
To match?
First of all, of course, your idea of flesh colored truck nuts
is talking about your flesh, baby.
You are so. Let's.
You can't get flesh colored truck nuts that aren't your skin tone.
Hey, sharks.
That's digital blackface.
Hey, sharks. Don't you find all truck nuts are coming in one skin tone? Whatever happened to all types of skin tone balls?
They make
furry, low-hanging. Oh,
yeah,
my
why
God.
Are all,
hold on.
The truck nuts hairless? Why is everyone shaving their truck nuts?
Probably the patriarchy. Probably
Biden's America.
Body standards, you know. Well, honestly,
why don't they have truck lips?
Hair maintenance, you can blame that on capitalism. You can blame it on patriarchy. You can blame it on, honestly, hair maintenance. It's got some nefarious reasons. Straight men who are like, I like my women hairless. Go to therapy. Figure that out. I'm not trying to talk to you about that, but like, figure that out. Anyway, back to the truck nuts.
So, are you getting them in like a blue to match your car or what?
Truck nuts?
Yes.
I'm not getting truck nuts.
I am. I got two. Are you two getting for the price of one? Two great Lazy Boy chairs.
Did you see recently when those nuts were so low hanging on Twitter?
No.
Somebody stretched their balls out all the way down.
How far down?
Low.
And, do you think all skin can be stretched if you want it bad enough?
Yes. Yes. I do fine.
What you all missed was him pulling his face skin. They didn't get to see that at home. It was just for me.
Okay, so the one croc charm that really bewildered me was that it was a molar.
One big old tooth?
This Etsy person was sick and disgusting. They could sell a molar tooth. They could sell a zit that was like looked like it was needing to be popped. Like the pus was coming.
Babe, why don't you just look around your little trinkets shelf behind you and create your own with the hot glue gun, starting with your dead tooth, honey? Oh! Why buy a fake tooth when you could dead tooth your own croc?
So then I saw, okay, somebody's selling all these little tiny little plastic babies, all different colors. And I'm like, are you serious? Like $6 per? So if I wanted a full foot of little tiny babies, you're telling me this is about to be a loan, like a $96 purchase with taxes and fees and shipping and handling and
I think all babies should be BOGO.
Babies should be BOGO. I felt like all croc charms should be BOGO. What if I'm trying to find the balance?
Okay, what if you start your own croc charm store?
So then,
can you make anything?
So then I remembered when I went to something like, what is that place? Plato's Closet.
Claire's.
Buffalo Exchange.
Build-A-Bear.
Remember when I went to Buffalo Exchange and found those high heels shoes?
On my tippies?
On my skitty.
Why don't you just break open your platforms and take your own babies and free
So
them?
I'm going to do that. And they...
No, I think that's wrecking your shoe.
I'm not going to wear them. They're just kind of...
Babe, what? There's no way you can't just go to Amazon.com and buy a whole little bag of babies for like less than $5.
This is literally a Republican talking point.
I mean, they sell those babies that size for king cakes during this season, during, what's it called? Mardi Gras. They sell little plastic babies for people to hide in cakes. And you must be able to buy a bunch of plastic little babies for a low, low price.
Low, low price? Do I need like a charms insert or something?
Your theme's going to be babies, plastic babies.
Which is so not me because I'm not into like
babies. Goo Goo Gaga play.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest. I did see some like you can buy like a whole set that's like it's like all little gems that all kind of go in the same like aesthetic or like a goth set or like a Hot Topic
set. I can't believe you're too good to be random core. Ah.
Well, they
would
just
you call the style of mine random core?
It's close, but it's
what's mine?
I'm saying when I'm thinking random core, it's like I don't want a big chicken wing on my croc. Okay.
Then don't get one.
I know
you
that.
Don't even like. I've never even seen you eat a chicken wing with a bone in it.
I refuse. I'm not trying to work around a bone.
I'm never eating meat off a bone unless times get tough.
Which they will. They will. They will, and then I'll come home and I'll see you in the corner, lights off, and I'll hear a slight gnawing, and I'll say, oh, there he goes again, seeing if there's any more sinew in that little bone over there.
I did get fried chicken from the grocery store over the weekend.
I didn't.
And it was,
I got an apple fritter. Oh my God, Corey, can I tell you a story?
I think legally I have to listen for at least 12 more minutes.
Why you count down to it? Because, bitch, we go over 30 minutes, so why you're all like, we need to fill 2 more minutes? It all averages out. We can call it right here. We can call it. They would know it's fine.
But our sponsor.
Okay, well, you know what? I do have a story.
Wait.
I have like 7 things on my talk list, so if you don't want the story, I could talk about.
Are you telling me?
What?
Are you telling me that I'm giving Judge Judy Jiff?
Was that balls slapping the back of somebody's taint?
That was my truck nuts getting rear-ended.
Oh. Okay.
All right, let's hear bullet point number 1. Are these rollover from last week since I didn't let you talk?
No. Those are long gone.
They could really be anywhere.
I don't even know where those are.
Well, let's get to this week then, honey.
Okay. Well, I was going to tell you a story about how I made a stranger laugh.
Oh my God. My favorite kind of story.
So there I was at.
Did you tickle him?
Mentally.
Speak up behind him went.
No, mentally I kind of did. I was in line at Pavilions, okay, at checkout, and he goes, "What's in the bag?" I say, 2 donuts. And I go, well, one of them's an apple fritter, if that matters. And he goes, oh, it matters. And I say, oh my God, aren't they good? He goes, they're incredible. But did you notice how they kind of tasted different for a while? I said, no. And he's like, well, we had issues with the fryer. And then the guy, 2 people behind me in line goes, are you talking about the apple fritters? And I was all, what is this community moment going on? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, oh, those are good. I said, they're dangerous, aren't they? And he goes, yeah, I love to bring them into work. I get a whole bunch and I bring them into work. And I say, yeah, I get a whole bunch and I go with air quotes, I go, bring them into work too. And then everybody laughed. He laughed. The person that doing the bags laughed, the guy that was scanning items laughed, the woman between me and the person who inquired about the fritters laughed, and I felt like Bella the Ball, baby. I was like, damn, that's enough for me. I'll be here next week. I hope everyone has a wonderful night. Thank you.
And did anyone put a tip in your hat or anything? Follow you out to the truck nuts to get a autograph?
No, but you know what? So then I went to the parking lot and I was putting my groceries in, and some guy walks up to me and he's like, can I do a good deed today? Can I take your cart? And I said, I was like, sure. So I think culturally, spiritually, it all worked out.
Probably the highlight of your week for sure, huh?
It definitely was the most social interaction I've had in like 2 months.
I love that for you.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I've been up to.
my grocery lady, I go the same one every time. She just always trying to figure out if people are gay. but because she likes gays, she told me 2 times ago. But literally this week I was in line behind her and there was these 2 men in front of me and I couldn't tell if they were roommates or gay the whole time. And then I saw they had literally 10 packs of Diet Coke, so I was like, gay. And then she literally is ringing them up, just yap yap yapping with them, and then as they're checking out she goes, will I see you guys at Pride this year? It's February. Is that how she asks people if they're gay?
You need to pull her aside and say, that is not That's...
Will I see you at Pride this year,
honey?
You can
only ask that week of. What are you talking about?
Right. I was like, oh, she is really getting down to business to
You need to help her. She's trying to be an ally. Now, this is your chance to be an ally to her allyship. You need to say, maybe expand what you can ask. Will I see you at Dory Alley this year? Will you be a pig pit, a piss pig? On the trough? Are you going to be a pig piss pig in the trough this weekend, Kevin?
Ask them if they were devastated about the loss of Geneva Carr.
Hey. Yes. These are good topics to ask a potential gay.
Do you think Geneva Carr has truck nuts?
Ooh. if you really ran with the Geneva Carr of it all, you could. There's so much you could do.
I think Rue was really hoping she would run more with the car.
I like Geneva Carr, but yeah, I find if there's a branding challenge, this is not specifically about Geneva Carr, but like if there's a branding challenge, like this Barbie challenge that they just had to do, and you don't know how to make a Barbie that is so specifically you, you're not ready to be on Drag Race.
Go off.
If not only are you not ready to be on Drag
Barbie
Race,
be like?
I'm not ready to be on Drag Race. Let's just start there. But if you don't know what your Barbie would be like, if you don't know what your can of soup would be down the runway, okay. If you don't know, remember when they had to make a boat?
Yeah.
If you don't know what
remember
your
when they
boat
had to
would
make a Hello Kitty?
Like? Yeah.
I thought this Barbie challenge was really stupid.
I liked it.
What was the point of doing it? We just to literally do a design challenge 2 weeks after you just did one.
I agree with that, but I do think who won it?
I couldn't even tell you.
Q
won it because her outfit was the best, not because her Barbie was the best.
I think it's about it's a branding challenge, but it's also a like a design challenge. Like it's both. I found it to be fun.
I gave it two thumbs way down.
Damn, hater. Hater's corny.
Yeah, I got that hateration holleration in this dancery.
You know what you probably need?
To listen to the new Maggie Rogers song because it's so good and calming.
It's fine. It's good. I mean, it's number two on my chill playlist this week. It's no number one. Which is Casey Musgrave's new song.
Oh, I like Maggie's better.
I like them both. I was going to say, you need to listen to the new Lil Jon meditation guided meditation album.
I think I'm okay. And speaking of upcoming albums.
You said next.
No, I took the segue and I ran. I said vroom, vroom.
Does
in
your segue
Geneva
have
car.
Bald nuts? Bolitos?
Which of these five albums are you most wet for?
Okay.
Ariana Grande, March 8th. Kacey Musgraves, March 15th. Beyoncé, March 29th. Maggie Rogers, April 12th. Redacted, April 19th.
Beyoncé has a new album coming out?
March 29th.
Oh.
Just after your birthday.
Just after Gaga's birthday. Just after Rosie O'Donnell's birthday.
And with Dua having a new song coming out this weekend, I would be shocked if she didn't announce her album as well. And I would be shocked if it's not in April or March.
Well, okay.
The girls are girling.
The girls are girling, and they all have until April 19th to start girling and get their girls together.
You didn't know Beyonce announced her album last night?
Honestly, I started tuning in a little late, and then I tried to go on the internet about it, and
it took her 10 minutes to get it onto Spotify.
I didn't see Usher. Was he okay?
I thought Usher was incredible.
Okay, great.
I thought, what a wonderful performance. I thought, your outfits are cute. He roller skated. I was into all of it.
Oh. Who's the girl that eliminated somebody else on roller skates?
I can picture her face.
Me too. And maybe she killed somebody with a car, but actually didn't. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I feel like her name was like Mrs. something.
Mrs. Fearsalicious. Mrs. Casadejavis.
No, but she might have been on that season. Anyway. Yeah, okay, he was giving that lip sync.
Okay, so he broke a light.
Yeah, that person eliminated Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Robbie Turner.
Yes, Robbie Turner.
Damn, I pulled that out.
You know what? You definitely got there for me too as soon as you said Cynthia Lee Fontaine, because Cynthia decided to not skate.
Yeah, and wear American Apparel red booty shorts that didn't even match the red top she was wearing.
Oh my gosh.
Are you ready for her cuckoo?
I was, but I never received.
So wait, which album? I guess you're wet for Casey's? You didn't answer.
My options were Dua's, Beyonce's. I guess Dua's.
Ari, Casey, Beyonce, Maggie.
I am interested in Maggie, but I know my pussy's not gonna pop. My pussy's gonna flow, I guess. But like, I think.
Are you trying to pop puss?
I'm trying to pop puss. I am. I think Ari's will give me the pussy popping that I'm desiring. I think the vibe is that Ari is about to give us something. She's about to give the girls a reason to dance.
I could use one. That's what I hear. I still haven't gotten to dance at the club to Yes And.
Well, what's there to do? Just walk around?
But I dance in my kitchen. You know I'm very big into kitchen dancing this year.
Well, yeah. So Beyonce announced the new album, or she dropped the new songs?
She dropped two new songs and announced Renaissance Act 2.
Right,
March
so I don't,
29.
You, Lord knows I don't have a Tidal login, so I didn't know how to listen to them, and I hadn't really gotten around to it this morning. Have you heard them? Are they good?
It was a slow rollout. She put them on Tidal first.
Is it country?
Well, the real country girlies are saying that's not country, but it's got a hoedown feel.
Well, let's take a step back. Anybody that is trying to gatekeep country, look at
can
who
get out of this country.
Yeah, can get out of this country. Let's look at who they're gatekeeping out of country. Let's get specific, because anybody that tries to say a certain person isn't doing country while they're doing country, let's call a spade a spade. Girl, what are you? Who are you trying to keep out of country?
Who?
Beyonce? Seems like racism, well, and I was just going to say that.
You should have watched the video, because all the gays at first finally thought it was the sequel to Telephone.
Oh, with Tony
it's
Hale.
It's giving.
Oh, the videos are out. Or was it just the commercial you're talking about?
There was like a 30-second clip of this like country western, her driving in a car, all these people looking at the billboard, and then the camera finally pans up and the billboard's like Renaissance Act 2, March 29th.
Oh.
Texas Hold'em. But yeah, all the gays were like, oh my God, Telephone sequel?
Maybe.
Squeakquel.
Maybe.
Yeah, no. Well, they said, I heard all along that Renaissance Act 2 was rumored country and that Act 3 was rumored rock. So do you think?
Well, let's all calm down.
Are you too afraid to rock?
No, I'm very ready to rock. First, I'm ready to country. She's about to give us Joanne. Oh, I miss Joanne.
Do you?
Yes, Diamond Heart.
Sinner's Prayer.
Dancing in Circles.
Sinner's Prayer.
Angel Down.
Work Tape.
Yes.
You forgot Ayo.
How could I?
Gaga's teasing shit too.
Gaga's about to come out with new music, and Gaga's
why
about
was
to...
she dressed like a vampire in that?
Sorry, the 1 second you went out was whatever you said she was dressed like. What was she dressed like?
A vampire.
Oh, when?
She posted two pictures of herself in the studio on Instagram.
She's not dressed like a vampire. It's in black
and white.
It was
giving like...
You are... You're like, damn, this is...
I could
this
see...
Looks dark and
I could
moody.
See fake blood. Where? I could see fake blood on the white button-down that's underneath the corset. What? She had caps on her teeth. I saw it.
Okay. So she's doing a conceptual album. Let it be. No, she's about to release
the squeakquel.
She, you know what? Art pop means so much to me.
I'm glad.
Art pop really is. It is. How is there an album from that long ago that still resonates with me every day of my life? Even when I don't listen to it, I think about art pop.
Did you make a Gaga 10?
No. How could I?
Could you?
Remember when I tried to make my wedding reception playlist? And it was nine hours before I even got out of Gaga discography. I was like, oh, damn, I can't just have it be a Gaga listening party.
Your wedding playlist is 10 hours in length.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
A lot.
No, I don't think I could do that. But we did have a Gaga night last week, and it was like banger after banger after banger.
Okay, well, I'll await your 10. Mine has Sinner's Prayer on it.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I have seven other things. You want to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Gypsy Rose Bachelor? I think you summed it up.
There it is. how could he possibly get it confused? How could he get those confused? What happened?
I don't watch that show.
Girl, you're a liar.
I've watched it, but I haven't watched it in years.
You were on the message boards for the Golden Bachelor, bitch.
Oh, God. No, I watched the first episode of the Golden Bachelor, and he creeped me out, and I stand by that.
Hey, did the Wicked trailer look good to you?
No, and I don't think any grande should be dyeing their hair that color. Her or her brother.
Or her grandmother. Jesus, how dare you?
I said her brother.
No grandes, no blondes, no Ariana Blondes.
No, it's not for me. And then I was watching it, and
can I tell you something?
No,
the actions of Ariana Grande don't have to be for you.
I was watching it, and I got a little excited, and then I thought, oh wait, it's two parts, and the second part's probably going to be at least a year after the first part.
Yeah, so people were like, how are they about to do two parts when this show is notoriously not as good music-wise in the second half? And then I thought, is that true? And then I looked. I mean, the showstoppers, yeah, there's a lot of front-loaded. But I do like No Good Deed. I do like Elika Nama Nama Natsumatsumelika.
If we can sit in the movie theater for 3 hours and watch Titanic in the 90s, I'm sure we could have made this work.
We should. What it should have been was a once theater, but maybe like a 20-minute break in the middle.
I would even be down for that. You got to turn over the you got to put in VHS 2 at some point
with a message from Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel, and yes. A special preview of whatever. I don't know. You know. I don't know.
Dune. The new Twister remake.
Hey, will you fuck that Dune popcorn holder or whatever?
I fell asleep in the first Dune, so I don't have any desire to see Dune the Squeakquel.
Okay, well, answer my question.
Would I fuck a bucket of popcorn?
Did you see the Dune special Dune edition popcorn thing or drink or whatever?
You know I'm not into special AMC popcorn cups and drinks.
That is so a thing you would be into. So what do you mean you know? No, I would know that you would know.
In fact, I was looking at just like browsing Facebook Marketplace, and somebody was giving away their Taylor Swift Eras popcorn bucket, and I thought, oh, how fast we regret our decisions.
Was it Nathan? Was he looking for one? Because that was Nathan.
How fast we regret our decisions for the $40 collectible popcorn bucket.
No, there's a Dune. It looks like a fleshlight, but like
the only buckets I'm interested in at the movie theater are the ones that are like buy it one time and refillable for $1 whenever you come back. That I'm wet for. But can you carry the bucket in for me? Because I don't want to be seen carrying in my own bucket.
Your BOGO bucket?
It should be like when the breweries keep your mug, you know? And you're all like, oh, I'm number 812.
What? I've never heard of that.
You've never been in a mug club? Grow up.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. Oh my God,
breweries are always like, you want to be part of the mug club, and then they give you a nice ceramic mug, and then you get beer for $1 less than everybody else. Wow, I can't believe you don't know culture.
I don't know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, next on your list.
Well, new Taco Bell Cheez-It Crunchwrap. Will you be eating?
Okay, I saw you tweet something about it being soggy.
Well, okay,
what a bad tweet. What a bad tweet.
From me?
Yeah.
I don't mean to be... No. My tweet was, quote, how will it not get soggy? How will it not get soggy? I come from a place of concern.
What are you talking about?
I come from a place of concern. So let me tell you about this Crunchwrap Supreme. The Crunchwrap Supreme, a layer of
what it
taco
meat.
I'm talking to the people. A layer of taco meat. A huge Cheez-It. Sour cream. Lettuce. Tomato. Okay? Cheese. Encased inside the Crunchwrap Supreme, okay? So how is that Cheez-It not getting soggy? Can they confirm that it's not going to be?
How long are you waiting to linger? You're supposed to eat all your Taco Bell pretty quickly.
You're supposed to eat it quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you dinking around? Well, you got... Just open it up and eat it.
Did I tell you about the other night I was at a Taco Bell at like 1 a.m. and I dined in? And honey, The people watching was nuts, and it was people really are Ubering to Taco Bell, and it's like the entire parking lot is Uber drivers waiting for their drunk people to get their Taco Bell. It's interesting.
I love it.
Fascinating.
Better than drinking and driving.
Oh yeah, of course, of course.
Did you watch that Taco Bell Apple presentation?
No.
Okay, well, I didn't either, but there was like a whole...
I was waiting, did you?
No, there was like a whole thing, but I saw a clip of it on TikTok, and the person had took a clip of it and put it on TikTok, and they were trying to show something else that I wasn't even interested in because I can't even remember. But then at the very end, he was like, and introducing our new sauce packets, and then the person's video ended, and I thought, what's new about the sauce packets? So I guess I have to Google it myself.
So I liked when the sauce packets were all flirty, or you know, when
I think, they're like they
nice
cock,
nice cock, whatever. What did they say? Or you feeling hot? Or we gonna get hot with me?
It was like hey,
suck me dry,
YOLO,
drink me to the last drop. Suck on me. And to our sponsor. Hey, are you going to be competing in the Olympics on steroids?
Yes.
What's the category?
Fierce cunt.
Oh, on steroids? How does one amplify their gameplay in that category? Are you putting the steroids directly into the...
I can't give away all my trade secrets, hon.
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah. Well, you're going to be competing.
I don't want everyone beefing up their puss as good as mine.
Beefing up the puss
as good as mine.
Steroid usage for best. I'm sorry. It's not an award show. First of all, did you say best guns or what? And you're beefing it up. Crunchwrap Supreme.
How will it not get soggy? Same question.
Yeah, well, there's a billionaire, a gay billionaire, Peter Thiel. You know him?
Yeah, this is just one step closer to the Hunger Games.
Yeah, he's bankrolling Olympics on steroids event that will allow all athletes to dope.
To juice and dope.
Juice and dope.
Ooh. Yeah, let's push the limitations of the human physical form.
I do get concerned because, you know, in an age when people will do anything for attention, it sounds like people are going to do that. But, like, when you do that and you make adjustments to your body for that attention, you then have to live with your body after you're done getting the attention. So it's like, oh, I sure hope that they don't, like, hurt themselves.
You support other people who do that.
Never.
What about that big boobed woman playing the piano?
Oh, that's different. That's different. This is not a one time event. She's able to pop down in a Delta lounge if there's a free piano anytime. Please. And you know what? She can be symphonic anywhere. You're not shot putting with your big giant puss, you know, like
it's best puss.
And you're with your best They're not. What do you mean best?
It's like a dog show, best in show. My puss won best in show because it's been juiced.
Your puss?
Maybe.
Your juiced puss won best in show.
Yeah, jealousy is a sickness. Get well soon. Next. Cross it off the list.
Okay. Well, all I have is, was that you? Did I just see something in the news about you?
Uh-huh.
Were you at a pink show in the mosh pit?
Okay, I said, do you think people throwing things at celebrity musicians walked so people giving birth and mosh pits could run.
Perhaps.
Does Pink have a quote unquote mosh pit at her curb?
Yes, glitter in the air.
The big top circus show.
Everything goes down at the Pink show, and I need you to know it.
I'm telling you, my good friend went with his aunt, and they had floor seats, and he said everyone on the floor.
What?
Was a lesbian.
Oh, yeah. So imagine the mosh pit during Raise Your Glass, honey. The girls will be grueling.
Did you Google track titles by Pink while I was talking? I don't believe you knew that off the top of your head.
No, but I didn't Google it, but I did pull up Pink on Spotify.
God is a DJ.
Well, just give me a reason.
Hey, what's on your Pink 10?
My Pink 10? Hot pink.
Oh my God.
I do not like a pastel pink. Like a very light pink.
It's because you can't pull it off with that skin tone, honey.
That's true. Yes, we hate what we are. Welcome to my fun house.
Now it's filled with evil clowns.
Yeah. If my mom told me that I was born in a pink mosh pit, I think I would use that in my two truths and a lie.
Oh, I would love that.
There's still time. You could do it. I don't know. I guess I don't know the capacity of the human form when you're 9 months pregnant. Like, I'm not trying to be... I don't think I would be in a mosh pit. I don't think I would go to a concert, not to like limit what women can get up to, but like.
Listen, you've got one shot. You've cashed in your savings bonds. You paid the $1,000 for the pink floor seats. Like, you don't know. Maybe that was their first child. They might not ever get to see Pink again. Because like having to buy tickets and get a sitter.
Get the party started.
In this economy. Where can people find you?
Honestly, maybe listening to Pink today, because I just saw Just Like a Pill, and I'm like, who knew? I kind of want to. You can find me on Twitch, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Yeah, where can people find you?
Juicing that big fat bus.
Somehow... your audio has gone in and out. I think it's my headphones, but your audio.
It's definitely your.
But seeing you mouth what I know you just said, it was graphic enough, and I feel like God is giving me a censoring capability without even me having to ask for it. So thank you, Jesus.
Well, the good news is you are also cutting out for me a lot of the time, and
girl, you're a liar.
And I wish I still could have heard less.
You can find Corey at TaylorCon.
Oh my God, wait, I dragged her on Instagram today, and I don't know, all her fans who aren't following me, someone told me fuck off in my Instagram messages. A stranger.
Oh,
doesn't even follow me. I said, how did you see my content?
Well, unfortunately, they do walk among us, and you got to be careful out there.
Skinwalkers.
And I'm no hater, and I support. Good luck to everyone involved.
Hell yeah, brother. Catch you on the flip side. Sayonara. Bye.